Alfred Taban, the editor-in-chief of the Juba Monitor, says Koma was taken by people who identified themselves as South Sudanese security personnel. Taban says Koma's arrest follows the murder of a traffic policeman in Juba last month. He says the officer was a member of the Bul community, which was unhappy with the investigation. He says the paper published a statement last week from the community expressing their displeasure.
I was still in Juba when we published that statement. In fact, that day even Koma was not there. I was the one who was editing the newspaper that day. So we ran the statement of the Bul community. The arrest of Koma on such an important day for the press is very significant. In our constitution, the constitution of South Sudan, there is freedom of expression and freedom of the press. Now, so that means there's virtually no safety. You can be arrested at any time and you spend time in jail.
Taban says most media houses now avoid reporting on issues that might anger the government rather than risk arrest or even worse. This week, several journalists from Sudan and South Sudan are meeting in Nairobi to talk about the common problems they face in covering the news. Veteran Sudanese journalist Mahjoub Mohamed Saleh, who has won several awards for his role in media advocacy, says the situation in Sudan is not much different from what Taban describes in South Sudan. Saleh is the editor-in-chief of the Al-Ayam Arabic daily newspaper.
The government would like the media inside its country supportive of its policies. We'll take action against newspapers who diverge from that line. They may reach the position where they accuse these journalists of treason because they are not drawing the line of the government in the conflict with the other.
Several journalists from both countries say they have been threatened by security forces. John Pendingong from South Sudan is now seeking refuge in Kenya after receiving death threats.
As a journalist, our country has not understood my position. They know what an MP does, they know what a soldier does, they know, but they don't know what a journalist does. And in this situation, it's very difficult for me to operate. They see me like a stranger, like a gossip, a rumor monger, and all these things. So until my country recognizes that media is part and parcel of that development, they will always end up beating us. They will always end up locking doors on our face.
Penn says although it has been difficult to do his job in South Sudan, the struggle for press and media freedom continues. He says he will not give up the fight. For VOA News, this is Lucy Pony in Nairobi.